BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
UNAIDS has warned that funding cuts by the US to HIV and AIDS programs could lead to 6 million new infections globally and 4 million deaths by 2029. The agency says while 25 low and middle income countries are planning to increase their HIV budgets by 8% next year, it's not enough to offset donor cuts. UNAIDS Executive Director Winnie Byanyima says it's more than a funding gap. She says it's a ticking time bomb.
We also see that the impact of this disruption, that the disruption itself is not just financial. We also see that there is a backlash against rights, laws, policies that create that enabling environment for people to come forward and get life-saving services.
Cold and wet weather has been forecast for KZN over the weekend. The South African Weather Service has issued a yellow level 2 warning for heavy rain and possible flooding in the southern parts tomorrow. Forecaster Sihle Dlamini says a 30% chance of showers is expected across most parts of the province. On the south coast, it's 60%.
The areas that are covered by this warning includes eThekwini, kwaDukuza, Mandeni, Maphumulo, Ndwedwe, Reinkonyeni, Umdoni, Umlazi, as well as Umzumbe. Those areas, we're expecting them to be impacted, and the impacts that are expected by this warning, we're expecting some localized flooding or susceptible taboo formal or as well as informal settlements, and also might be encountering some difficulty in driving because the roads might be slippery. Well, we're also looking at some mud built houses where we're expecting as well those ones to be impacted.
Dlamini says temperatures will also drop tomorrow as a cold front will move through the province.
So usually when a cold front passes just behind it, behind the cold front, that's where you're going to find cold temperatures. So that's mainly the reason why. In this case, we're going to be falling behind the cold front. That is why then you'd encounter cold conditions just behind the cold front.
Preparations are underway in Mpumalanga for the state funeral of former Deputy President David Mabuza. His body arrived at his home in Barberton earlier today. He passed away last week in hospital. His daughter, Angela Mabuza, spoke at her father's memorial service yesterday.
We miss the phone calls, short, purposeful, reassuring. We miss the coffee he'd ask for 3 times a day and the way it was never hot enough. We miss the steadiness of knowing that he was home. But more than anything, we are grateful. Grateful for the lessons, grateful for the love. It was quiet, but it was constant.
And over 1,000 potential human trafficking victims have been freed and more than 150 suspects arrested in coordinated raids across 43 countries. Europol says 15,000 officers took part in last month's operations in Europe, Africa, Asia and the Americas. Investigators say in one case in Austria, the 7 suspects arrested there are Romanians and a Hungarian national who are part of a family-run network operating across several EU countries. Durban 19 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 14, Richards Bay 20.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Carlos Alcaraz 2-1 up against Taylor Fritz in their Wimbledon semi-final. India currently 44 for the loss of 1 wicket in their first innings, chasing down England's 387. And Bridget Tunison is looking to shine at the Durban Ultra Triathlon at the end of July.